Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me in the studio today is Garland Kennedy, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I don't want to jinx anything, but we're here in person again. And
we are. It's been hit or miss.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, Garland, so let's talk a little bit about volleyball. There's been a lot going on in sports. You've got some volleyball, swimming, and we're already moving into wrestling and basketball, so we got a bit of catching up to do. Let's talk about the regionals and state volleyball tournaments.
Yeah, there's snow on the ground, so fall sports are wrapping up. The Sitka High Lady Wolves first won the Region 5 title a couple weeks back, and that earned them a ticket to the state tournament up in Anchorage last weekend, where they started off by beating Nome. 3-0 was a pretty one-sided match there. But then they faced Kenai, and every single Sitka High athlete I spoke with told me that Kenai was the most anticipated game of the tournament.
Why is that?
Well, Kenai was the first game, was the first team they played all season way, way back in September, I think.
So was it a grudge match?
Grudge is a bit strong. Friendly rivalry.
Oh, okay.
I know both the teams had watched game film of the other, and they had seen how the other team had grown and developed over the season, and they were looking forward to that match.
Okay. And Kenai is considered a very strong team in 3A, and Sitka didn't beat them, but they didn't go down easy, right?
Sitka went down fighting in a 3-2 a match of five sets. So for those who don't know volleyball too well, you're playing best of five, and the first to three wins. So the fact that Sitka won two sets and forced a fifth set is, it was a tight competition. In the very first set, Sitka won 27-25.
Oh, okay. It was tight. Yeah, so Kenai might have been thinking this was going to be a tougher day than they thought.
It was a tough day indeed. I mean, Kenai won the next two sets, 25-12 and 25-12 again. Sitka won the fourth, 25-17. And that final tiebreaker set, which is only played to 15 points, not 25, Kenai only won by 3 points, 15-12.
Okay. Sitka will be graduating some seniors in the spring, so it's going to be volleyball is going to look quite a bit different next year.
Going to be a lot of new faces on the Sitka team, but they also have a fair number of sophomores and juniors who are going to be advancing.
So maybe they can keep it going. So you got to lose twice in the state tournament. So they lost to Kenai, and then they went on to lose to
Homer in the consolation bracket. And again, that was a 3-2 match, and just tight right to the end.
Okay.
And for reference, Kenai got second in the tournament overall. The Valdez Buccaneers took first.
Mm, all right. And Homer, again, a very tough program.
Good school, good team.
Yeah, okay. And to get to state, you said they had to win the Region 5 tournament. And, of course, a lot of people familiar with our program know that in Region 5 and Southeast, it's just, for 3A, it's just Sitka and Mount Edgecombe.
The rivalry games here in town were still good to watch, but Sitka went undefeated against Edgecombe. Edgecombe did not win any set against Sitka, but they were still fun games to watch, and still, I'd say, a good atmosphere on the court.
Yeah, Edgecombe volleyball, there's a kind of a positive spirit there.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good to hear, and I know we've done these volleyball wrap-ups before, and it's been completely the opposite. We've talked about the Lady Braves having, I still remember you said they had like a stonewall defense. Nobody could score on Edgecombe volleyball. And this is only like 1 or 2 years ago.
Yeah, the thing with high school or college sports is that rotation of students. And also for Sitka High, I mean, with hard hitters like Talia Fredrickson, Chloe Morrison, and a setter like Zeta Dumag, that is hard to defend against.
Right. Okay, so this is what keeps it interesting. I guess it's what keeps the Sentinel sports editor.
makes every piece of it unique. Everything, well, you're standing on quicksand. Everything changes.
Good analogy. So swimming, state swim tournament happened. And again, really tough competition. How did Sitka swimmers fare up at state?
Well, Sitka only sent four swimmers up north, so not quite a full team. But Sitka's Emma Gassman, the junior, took fourth place in the 100 backstroke, and she broke 1 minute in 59.77.
Okay, that's impressive swimming.
That if you're not familiar with backstroke, that is a very fast backstroke time.
All right. And she placed in another event as well, 200 free?
Yeah, she got eighth place in 2:01.
Okay. And I guess I, like everybody else, will just wave the Olympic flag here for a moment. This was the state swim meet where Lydia Jacoby, our Olympic gold medalist, was swimming. What did that look like? Did anybody from Sitka swim in the pool against Lydia?
No Sitka athletes were in the pool swimming against her, but they were certainly watching from the deck as Lydia Jacoby won first place in the 100 breaststroke by a wide margin.
Yeah, that's her Olympic event.
Yeah, and also took first place in the 200 individual medley. Not her Olympic event, but still something she's very good at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And in the Olympic, it was kind of, we watched the tape over and over again. She won the 100 breaststroke by just a touch.
Hundredths of a second.
Yeah. And I guess the margin was a little bit wider at the state tournament.
Several body lengths.
Okay.
She is an impressive athlete. And swims for Seward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the question is always, you know, you've won your Olympic gold. Now you're going back to swim in your state high school tournament. Are you going to stay in fighting form? And clearly, Lydia is just a force to be reckoned with. She's decided to, you know, stay full on, even for the state tournament. Did not let up one bit.
Absolutely. I know she trains hard. I've spoken with her coach, Solomon D'Amico, a couple months ago during the Olympics, and she trains very hard, and she's very dedicated to swimming as well.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what you have to be in order to perform at her, literally the top female breaststroke athlete in the world.
The fastest 100 breaststroke time currently.
Yeah, you can't do that halfway. So congratulations to Sitka swimmers for hanging in there, and it must have been, you know, they'll be able to carry that story with them for their lifetime. I was in a swim meet. And Lydia Jacoby was there. That's really
there
cool.
There was a second Olympian there as well.
Oh, really?
Jillian Crooks, who swam for the Cayman Islands in Tokyo, but she was in the pool as well.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah.
That counts.
Two Olympians at one Alaska swim meet.
Yeah, amazing.
I don't know if that's a first. It might be, though.
Garland, just to sort of put a bow on high school sports, we're in a little time warp here. We're recording this Friday. People are listening to it now on Monday morning. So the first wrestling tournament of the season has occurred.
So the first home tournament. Sitka and Mount Edgecombe and a couple other Southeast schools at Mount Edgecombe. By the time you're listening, they will have wrestled. Though they've wrestled in Ketchikan and ACS already this season.
Yeah. So wrestling is in full swing. You will have seen kids walking around town this weekend.
And wrestling is a short season. It's only about 1 month. Basketball begins.
Okay. But basketball is starting, too. December is when basketball really sort of kicks into gear.
Yeah, and then gets into full swing in January and ramps up to March Madness.
Before we go, you wrote an article in the Sentinel about kind of an individual athletic performance that's fairly impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of a recovery story for the ages. Jeff Wright, a lifelong Sitkin, ran in the New York City Marathon. Will have been 2 weeks ago. And he took 18,138 of almost 25,000 runners in 5 hours, 8 minutes.
All right. So 7,000 people behind him.
Yeah. And the most impressive part here is that he recovered from a heart attack in 2018 and also recovered from alcoholism in 2014. So he's bounced back from two very serious medical problems.
Had he been an endurance runner prior to his heart attack?
He sure wasn't. He told me he took it as a signal to kind of pick up the pace, got a Peloton stationary bike, and has since become a pretty talented athlete.
Okay, so he took it as a wake-up call and found himself running in one of the most celebrated endurance events in the country.
Yeah, and also, the first New York City Marathon in 2 years, because last year's did not happen.
I'd love to hear his comeback story, because sometimes I have a hard time just getting out of the door in the morning, and reading these kinds of stories is added inspiration to, you know, just get out and get moving.
Yeah, 26.2 miles on pavement is a lot, but you don't necessarily need to do that to be active.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Garland.
Thanks, Rob.
Garland Kennedy is Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor. I'm Robert Woolsey. You've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.